99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. A little chilly outside today. 28. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Man, this is the day definitely to wear that warmer jacket here this morning.
Actual winter coat.
Yeah, pretty chilly. We could even see, I mean, it's supposed to rain today, but we could even see some snow. So that's what the guys over at Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team are saying. So,
I mean, that's crazy talk.
Yeah. Tomorrow, alert day, and then just straight cold Sunday and into Monday with lows in the teens and then highs only reaching 30 degrees. So this is the last weekend where it's going to be mild, I guess, and then you know, just going to actually feel like winter. All right, so today, a couple of different, we got setting the bar stories. We got a Florida story on the way. We're going to do another round of You Laugh, You Lose. Right now, it is tied one apiece between Kelly and myself. The trophy that gets passed back and forth to the victor of whoever wins that challenge every single week is in Kelly's hands right now. So we'll get to see if she keeps it.
I've got an arsenal.
All right. Good to
I'm
know.
I'm just kind of going through them, and I still have what I thought was going to shut it down last week, and I didn't have to pull it out.
Didn't have to.
Didn't have to.
Yeah, so that's happening right around 7:50 here this morning. Facebook fights and all sorts of stuff here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Plus, I think today is the last day that you're going to get in on the circus. We're going to hook you up with four tickets to the Cosair Shriner Circus at Broadbent Arena. And also, it's Free Movie Friday. So we're going to hook
that's
you
just
up
a
with
lot.
Free movies. Yeah, so a lot of stuff. We're bribing you to listen here this morning, you know, doing what we can.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong at all. Nothing wrong for you. So, set of the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. It's a Florida story. So, we're going to head down to Florida for this one.
Such a great place to start the day.
I know. I know, right?
Right?
Spen and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 556. Set of the bar, small examples of what not to do. We do it every single day right about this time. To Florida we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without shoplifting from a Walmart, using hover shoes, you're doing okay.
Wait, were they like flying through Walmart?
Well, you know, the hover shoes that you kind of stand on, you lean forward and they just zip you around, right?
Right, so, it's kind of flying, isn't it?
Florida man wearing a pair of self-balancing hover skates rolled into the Walmart just through the sliding doors there recently, just grabbed a cart, filled up the cart with about $551 worth of merchandise, including
wow.
paint, a trash can, a vehicle battery, a bouquet of flowers, a Roku TV, and Moto Kicks hoverboard, another pair.
Well, yeah, that's how he likes to get around.
Sure.
Obvi.
And then
hovered
himself on out.
Not paying.
Nope.
Maybe he forgot. You know how people get, like, forgetful sometimes? Maybe he thought he did pay.
Maybe he is so excited for the night that he's about to have with the bouquet of flowers, the battery, the trash can, the Roku TV.
Yeah, no, that's going to be good times right there. Yeah, that's entertainment for hours.
I'm sure he's excited.
Yes, so, he couldn't be bothered with stopping to pay.
Again, police are currently looking for him.
Pretty identifiable.
I was going to say, they should have a okay time because
they got a lot of good shots of his face, his build, all that.
Okay, so, but again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, shoplifting, using a hoverboard.
He did it in style, though. I mean, it looked pretty easy to just whip around in those things. He looked pretty good on him.
I mean, to be fair, that's It was kind of cool.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, the surveillance video.
Walking.
Right. You know, at least he didn't break a sweat doing it.
Right. He's like, well, I got to get in and out fast.
There
so
you go. Florida.
I got to get my shoes on.
Making the show. And feel good stories. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
So WDRB had a great story about Norton Children's Hospital getting a big old check yesterday from the Esposito family, all because of 5-year-old Super Drew.
You heard him right. That's 5-year-old Super Drew, or Drew Esposito. He was diagnosed with brain cancer a year ago on Christmas Eve and had emergency surgery the next day on Christmas morning. Nurses, friends, and family rallied together and depended on Drew's superpowers and his strength to get him through. And it worked. He has since been clear of that cancer, and Super Drew and his family wanted to say thank you in a big way. They fundraised and donated over $31,000 for the Children's Cancer Unit. Wow. Drew's dad and his bourbon buddies created these Super Drew bourbon bottles, complete with capes and special boxes, and they auctioned them off.
Not every story's like ours. There's some people that aren't as lucky. It's a lot to go through, and we searched for a way to turn something so terrible and turn it positive.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
The bottles are really cool, too. Yeah. So, and they said they're not stopping. They're going to continue to keep raising money. And Drew's just the cutest ever. Great story. We'll tweet it out for you at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. There you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Jefferson County Public Schools, a.k.a. JCPS. It's Maroon 5 now.
Bring back memories. Bring back your...
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So, a couple new movies out this weekend. You've probably seen the previews for these because they've been all over the place. One, the remake of, what was it, Bad Boys?
Well, yeah, it's the next one.
They didn't remake it. You're right. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Vanessa Hudgens there. DJ Khaled in it, Bad Boys for Life.
Marcus, somebody's trying to kill me.
Who wants to kill you?
I don't trust a person that don't want to kill him. Hell, put my name up there.
Thanks a lot. We got it, Marcus. We appreciate it.
Oh, so fun. Yeah. The boys are back.
The boys are back.
I'm ready.
Yeah, there you go.
Good music, all the stuff.
And then the Robert Downey Jr. movie that is getting okay reviews.
Not okay. It has like a 17 Rotten Tomatoes score. They're saying it's worse than Cats.
Yeah, Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
We have no choice but to embark on this perilous journey.
Everyone pack your bags.
I'm unavailable.
You can talk to animals.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so like a ton of stars are voicing animals. And then like the critics have issue with Robert Downey Jr.'s accent that he's chosen to use.
Ah, yeah.
So I don't know. I still think it looks good, but Robert Downey Jr. has been doing a lot of promotion for it. So that's usually like when they're really pushing a movie hard.
Yeah, right,
it's
right.
It's typically not a great
sign. Not the greatest movie.
Like he was doing a ton of sketches with Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
He like hosted The Ellen Show.
There you go.
Which is like Robert Downey Jr. is doing that?
Right.
But yeah, like he's been doing a lot of stuff to try to push this movie, which maybe means that it's really
so
not
are
great.
We thinking maybe Bad Boys for Life is the number one movie of the weekend, or is 1917 still atop that?
I think Bad Boys. That's more of a popcorn movie. It's more mass appeal.
Yeah.
And I feel like people have been waiting for it, for a long time.
You're probably right. Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
That's probably gonna be the number one movie of the weekend at the box office. You can win some free movie tickets coming up later in the show.
I hope people support our DJ though.
Okay.
I do love him.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So yesterday, NBC unveiled the plans for Peacock, the streaming service that they're going to be releasing.
Uh-huh.
And, we already know where all of this is headed. We're going to end up having so many different streaming services, it's just going to be like we're paying for cable again.
But, yeah, we're going to have to pay for every channel individually.
You can get the Peacock for $4.99 a month. You can also go premium for $10 a month, but it's going to...
What's the difference? What's premium get you? Over the regular.
Ad-free.
Okay.
$4.99 a month, you're still going to get ads.
Okay.
Yeah. Punky Brewster reboot is one of them.
Oh, that's worth the price of admission right there, is it not?
Is it? They're saying it's going to feature current NBC shows, some old NBC shows, original scripted series, movies from the Universal Pictures library.
Now, not Friends, right? Because that's on HBO Max.
It doesn't say Friends, no.
Okay, yeah.
MacGruber series.
I'm sorry, MacGruber? Not MacGyver. This is the SNL sketch. MacGruber?
MacGruber series.
There's a series? All right.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to...
Withhold judgment?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also going to not do what I did with Disney Plus, where I pulled the trigger right away.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, Disney Plus, boom, sign me up.
Uh-huh.
Peacock, it's released. I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to hang back, see if I'm missing any of these.
Yeah.
And then see how to proceed.
Okay.
So April 15th is when it launches.
Prepare your bodies and your wallets.
Or not.
They say, oh, it's just $4.99 a month. Like, it sounds like, oh, that's not a lot. But it's, again, when you pile it on top of all the other streaming services, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you know, you just got to make some decisions there. So that is the new Peacock. That's what they're calling it. It's going to be released on April 15th from NBC.
Okay.
So
we're going to sit out here and wait and see.
We are going to wait and see.
You guys tell us what it's like.
Yeah. Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, Ohio makes the show courtesy of one sentence.
A one sentence story?
That's all I needed.
That's all, okay.
That's all I needed.
I think that's what a lot of people say about our show.
Oh.
Just one sentence is all that they need.
All they needed to do.
Yeah, you can sum up the show in one sentence.
You know, they could have done that entire last segment.
Yep.
Just give me one sentence. Didn't need all the other stuff.
On 99.7 DJX.
A one sentence story out of Steubenville, Ohio.
That one sentence is all they needed?
That we need to highlight.
All right.
Because it is the most random sentence you're going to hear.
That's the most time I can invest. Like, see, I don't have a lot of time. So one sentence is perfect for
listen,
me.
Listen.
My attention span.
10 seconds is all I'm ever going to give you.
That's great. That's great.
In and out. That's all I need. One sentence. I feel like I'm being attacked now. All right. We should check in on our friends up in Ohio, shouldn't we?
Well, it's your home state.
Yeah, home state. From Steubenville.
Steubenville.
This is straight from the Herald Star. One sentence is all I need.
Okay, you got an official press release right
yep.
now?
Yep. A woman in the 1300 block of Maryland told police a neighbor was a witch who yells into a megaphone and is casting wicked spells.
That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
And that has been a look at Ohio and what's going on there.
That's fun!
What does a witch yell into a megaphone?
Well,
I thought
you've seen Hocus Pocus, right?
I have, but I feel like to cast a spell, you got to be close to the subject. I am not a student of witchcraft.
Well, maybe now they've enabled it so you could yell into like Alexa and cast your spells that way.
Or, hey Alexa, cast a spell on my friend Tim.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. They could be incorporating technology now with their witchcraft.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe witchcraft has made it into the 21st century here.
Maybe it's progressed.
I don't know.
Not sure.
All right. Well,
not a student either.
That sounds like Steubenville, Ohio is doing okay.
They got some stuff going on. Maybe there's a club they can join, try to figure it out. Is there any video?
No.
I feel like with this kind of stuff, you need video proof nowadays.
Well, like I said, this was only one sentence.
We're going to need the neighbor to stake out what's happening a little bit closer, get some vids.
So there you go. Ohio making the show.
That's fun stuff.
Yeah. Maybe that's a setting the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without
being a witch, doing the witchcraft.
Yelling into a microphone and casting wicked spells on your neighbors.
Yeah, well,
you're doing
listen.
Okay.
If you, most of the time you were right that you're just casting a spell on one person. Well, if you want to cast a spell on like a entire neighborhood, you probably do need to yell louder. That's probably what they're doing.
Maybe that's what the megaphone
is. You need to curse,
for.
Multiple people. You got to make it louder.
All right. There you go. Ohio making the show.
Great stuff.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So the Jonas Brothers, they released a new song last night, midnight last night.
Okay.
Already has 1.7 million views for What a Man Gotta Do. Play a little clip for you here.
Very much like Grease.
The video is, for sure.
They're recreating the prom scene. So what a
man gotta do? It's a banger. So there you go. Little Jonas Brothers action there. Oh,
okay.
Man.
Was that Joe and was that his wife, Sophie Turner?
Yeah, I think they're all a part of it.
I feel like, did they make contracts where like their wives have to be in every music video?
Hey.
Like, hey, you're locked down now. You can't be kissing any other actresses.
Listen, solid gig though.
Yeah. Not bad.
Right? So there you go. Be listening for the Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do on 99.7 DJX. Oh, look at that. Speaking of Jonas Brothers, they're only human now. Coming up next, away. Okay, I'm just gonna say there might be different rules in Kansas.
Different rules in Kansas. Oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, I. Okay, we'll We'll introduce you to David coming up after the Jonas Brothers. This is kind of a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a judge to let you engage in a sword fight with your ex-wife just because you saw it on Game of Thrones, you're doing okay.
That's not how we settle our disputes.
Yeah, to Iowa we go, where we introduce you to David.
A Kansas man in the midst of a legal battle with his ex-wife is now requesting a trial by combat. That's right, David Ostrom asked the judge to allow his wife and himself to use a sword to settle their disputes over custody.
Yeah, so if you're trying to get custody of your kids, probably not the best way to go about it, asking the judge to grant you a sword fight.
What the heck?
Visitation and property tax payments. Ostrom told CBS affiliate KCTV he does not want to harm anybody.
No, doesn't want to harm anybody. Just got the idea from Game of Thrones.
Because a sword fight sounds like it's harmless.
But he wanted to bring attention to a real legal challenge he's facing as a father fighting for custody rights.
Okay, so what he's trying to do, he's trying to just raise awareness because he feels that men have a, or fathers have a harder battle to fight with custody in the courts.
Why don't we use lightsabers?
Lightsabers?
Like toy lightsabers.
Okay.
That guy I could get behind.
They've tried to ignore me, not address equal custody.
Okay, so that's David.
All right.
And I think this puts a spotlight on them. I've kind of run out of options and no one pays attention to what I think.
Okay.
Listen, I'm telling you, the lightsabers is the way to go because they have sound effects. Well, that could be fun to listen to. My son's got a couple of them. That's good. Let's do that.
I'm going to tell you, David got what he wished.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm
they
saying.
They said yes.
I'm saying attention.
Oh.
He got the attention.
The judge said, sure. Go ahead. Sell tickets. I'll come.
No.
What happened?
He won't. Well, the judge hasn't issued any sort of decision and won't be for anytime soon.
All right.
But yeah, so I don't know.
That is so weird.
Yeah, this story is just straight bizarre where David gets the idea from a Game of Thrones episode.
I get that it's good that he wants to fight for his children. He wants to be a good dad, but I'm not sure sword fighting is the right answer.
Yeah, so David also asked the judge, I'm going to need 12 weeks so I can secure my proper swords.
Okay, yeah, he wants to, like, doesn't he want to, like, forge and make them? Like, forge and fire
He
style?
Wanted to secure some Japanese samurai swords.
Yeah,
so.
Japanese samurai. Yeah,
there you go. Okay. So there you go. Little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to convince a judge to grant custody for you by engaging your ex-wife in a sword fight, you're doing okay.
David, lightsabers. You get Luke's, she gets Darth Vader's. You'll win. That's the way it's supposed to work. Right?
Okay.
Right? Sound effects.
On 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So there's this North Carolina family whose pet dog gave birth to 8 puppies.
Aw, so sweet.
One of them stood out because it's lime green.
I'm sorry, what?
Lime green in
Shana
color.
Shana Stamey and her family knew their white German Shepherd Gypsy would have puppies soon.
Okay.
They came Friday morning.
She had them in 3 hours.
8 altogether, all going as expected until number 4.
I started freaking out because it was green.
Shana says, except for that color, the birth went fine.
Okay.
So they named him Hulk.
Okay.
Obvi, which I think is great.
Sure.
Here's the thing. This is why the puppy turned out green.
Okay.
It's from meconium, infant animal stool that contains bile.
Ew.
So does that mean that the puppy was ingesting?
Yeah, like in the womb?
The poo in the womb.
It's going to wear off, right?
Yes, it's going to wear off. Right. But he basically was eating some...
Ugh.
Yeah, that.
So hang on a minute.
That's
not the feel-good part of this story, right?
Nope. Feel-good is that it's cute.
It's a cute little green puppy.
It's named the Hulk.
Okay.
And it's going to fade away. It's going to be fine.
All right.
Like the science behind it is not feel-good part. It's kind of like the bleh part. But the feel-good is cute puppy. He's green. We're going to call him the Hulk. I should leave it at that. Maybe I should have left the science out.
Maybe I should have let that out.
We don't know why it's green.
I mean,
it's just cute.
Cute little dog there.
It's a mystery.
It's green.
I kind of want to go back in time when I didn't know why it's green.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
The science.
All right, there you go. That should feel good. Do them every hour here.
Kind of.
Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 EJX. 99.7 EJX. People had some differing reactions on your feel-good story about the green dog.
Sorry. Okay.
Savannah said, I just threw up a little, LOL. Kate,
well, we like to try to give you a physical reaction to the show, right?
So, yeah, I mean, you're like, well, green dog, I missed it. Yeah, I mean, the green dog was born, a little puppy was born, but...
lime green, they named him the Hulk, but I shared why he ended up green, and it was a little disgusting. It had to do with meconium.
Yeah.
Which we'll just leave it at that, and you can look that up if you want.
Yeah,
I don't want to explain it again.
Texted in and said, Kelly's explanation of the green puppy just validates that y'all are an educational show.
Yes. See?
All the knowledge.
There you go.
See?
Medical knowledge.
That's right. And you know what? You thought I was the only medical professional on the show.
And now I feel like I'm practically a veterinarian.
Look at that.
Because I read a sentence.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, look at how ridiculous.
Smart! Look at how smart we are.
So smart.
Look at how smart.
So we are. Practically a vet.
All right. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see where Ariana Grande is getting sued again?
Yeah, I got the blog up right now.
Yeah, so like I feel like, and once I play the clip and the clip of Tommy Brown, he's the producer on this song. You Need, I Got It.
Josh Stone.
He performed it, yeah.
Claims he wrote the song.
Yeah, and
you
so...
You Need It, I Got It.
Right. Once you hear the differences or the, quote, similarities... Well, here, before I give my opinion, I'll let you hear them first.
Okay.
So the whole thing is on Ariana Grande's song, Seven Rings, right?
Right.
So if you forgot... Straight banger.
Sure. We played it incessantly here.
Okay, so you get the point, right?
Sure.
Okay, so anyways. So his song is called You Need, I Got It, released back in 2017. And this is what it sounds like.
Let's get it. Die. You need it, I got it. You want it, I got it. You need it, I got it. It's all for the profit. You need it, I got it. You want it, I got it. You need it, I got it. It's all for the profit. You sniff it, we'll pop it.
Okay. Do you think he's got a case?
Well,
before you answer, I'll say no.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say no. I think he's just fishing for money, and it's a word, it's a quick phrase. Sure, maybe the syncopation is similar. I don't think he's got a chance to win.
She has like a line in the song that is very similar. Don't know.
There are a lot of songs written.
I'm not a copyright lawyer. I'm not a judge. I don't know.
We were just talking about how smart you were about 10 minutes ago.
See, that was in veterinary science.
Okay. It's very veterinary different. Science is way
it's very different.
Okay. All right. So anyways, you can listen to both examples again. You can read more about it up at the blog, WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way before 8 o'clock, it is You Laugh, You Lose. It's turning into kind of a Friday thing that Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth with one another. And
well, it all kind of, you know, got amped up a couple notches when you stole one of your daughter's trophies. And we really wanted to do it every
week. I was going to say.
Like, it's all about the trophy. Let's be honest.
Now we've got an award.
Uh-huh.
That we can win.
And it's shiny. And it's I'll be honest, it is the biggest award that I've ever possessed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean, don't get too used to it because it's going to come back to the old Ben.
You feeling confident with your arsenal of jokes?
Anyways, before 8 o'clock.
Run away, run away.
99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, it's been a few days. We should probably check in on the Royals and see what's going on, you know?
Oh, yes, I mean, Mexit.
Listen, we've seen a bunch of different stuff from there wanting to... Yeah, obviously, we're talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So, we haven't reported on a lot of stuff because there's been a lot of just, like, speculation.
Sure.
And, you know, how much of that do we really care about? You know,
well, the latest blog I put up has an insider...
an insider.
Royal photographer.
An insider.
That knows all.
Right. So
there's that.
Yeah, I mean, there was a report that, you know, they want to go to Canada, and Canada's like, no, we don't want you. And then there's another report from that says they want to go to Canada, and Canada's like, yeah, it's fine. And then there's...
like a newspaper's like, nope, can't live here.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, there's a bunch of different stuff
uh-huh.
that is surrounding the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle Mexit to the Great White North. But what did your little photographer friend say?
Oh, well, he was just like, yeah, he knew
that... He was probably British.
I'm sorry. He knew that there were troubles brewing in the House of Windsor.
Okay.
And apparently all of it started when Harry, like, started dating Meghan, and William thought it was a little too quick. Harry didn't take kindly to that. And then there's a story that he started to cut off his friends right before Archie was born. And Meghan felt like she was largely unsupported by the royal family.
Okay.
And they didn't want it to come to this, but they felt like they had no choice because of the bad blood. Was that a good enough...
Okay, so there's your royal wash.
All right.
All right.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay. On 99.7 DJX.
It's just fun to watch, isn't
it? Sure,
I
guess.
It's better than any Netflix special.
Yeah.
Right? Just get some popcorn, get some snacks, and watch the news coverage.
Right? Coming up next, it is kind of a tradition here on Friday where we dive into your secrets.
I still feel a little bit of guilt about it.
Oh, not right?
Uh-oh.
Still feel a little guilt about.
Well, this is a perfect place.
Perfect place.
Purge that.
Look at that. Your old Ben and Kel.
Circle of trust.
Come to us. Come to us.
It just sounds creepy.
Sit right here.
Now stop.
Sit in my lap, son.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow. I just stop right there.
Okay. All right, let me play Ava Max, and we'll get to your family secret coming up here next. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. I will say that off the air, Kelly laughed at one of her own jokes. So in the rules of you laugh, you lose. Whoever laughs first loses. So
I might take myself down.
Are you going to take yourself down?
I don't know. I'm going to try to get it out. I'm just going to try and purge my system of the sillies.
All right.
That was a good one.
All right. So
a couple good ones.
Every week, we open up our show to allow you to release a secret. Sometimes it just feels good just to let it out there. You know, sometimes people like to chime in. Maybe there's an issue or whatever. But you've got something that kind of made us scratch our chin.
I met this terrific woman.
Okay.
We've been spending the last couple weeks together, and I have to honestly say I've never been more crazy about somebody.
No, good.
This
in my
good.
Life so far.
Yeah.
The only sort of weird catch,
okay,
it's gonna sound weird, is that she's technically in the family now. She's really technically my stepsister.
Okay.
Oh! Okay. Sharp left turn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, my mother remarried and met this guy and I mean, the daughter is beautiful and we've been having the most magnificent time.
But I
still feel a little bit of guilt about it. I mean, it just something about it feels incestuous.
Yeah.
Well, how magnificent of a time have we been having?
Oh. I mean, that's tough.
It is tough. Well, they're not blood relatives.
Right. Right.
So I feel like it's
you know what?
Fine.
Let your freak flag fly. Do it.
You know what?
Life's too short.
Go with your love story.
You marry your sister.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry. But that'd be stepsister.
When you say it like that, it sounds bad.
Right.
It's stepsister by marriage, not blood relatives.
I get it, though.
Not like your cousin or your actual sister.
Yeah, because when you say it to other people, you're going to get judged.
Sure.
Okay. You're going to get judged. You're like, hey, this is, how do you guys know each other? Well,
my mom married her dad.
And so
fun. It's an unconventional yet classic love story, is it not?
Yeah, Greg texts in and says, no big deal.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on board.
I'm on board.
Listen, it took me like, I went all through my 20s single. I would have married my brother, whatever.
Hey.
Sorry, stepbrother.
Okay.
If he was hot. I should probably stop talking.
You probably should. All right.
Love is love is what I'm saying.
Love is love.
You know?
That's family secrets.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, not you.
Not, okay. happened. Family Secret had an admission from a listener who was dating a beautiful girl, then found out, wow, you know what?
She's my stepsister.
Yeah.
I still feel a little bit of guilt about it.
Yeah, even though he knows that there's no blood relation.
Yes,
there.
It's just, you know, mom and dad got married, so there you go.
Matt texted in, I know someone whose story worked in reverse. They were married and their parents fell in love, and now they're also married.
Get out.
Yeah.
I'm on board with all of that.
Another text from a listener that said, my mom dated her stepbrother. Granted, they were dating, and when his dad met her mom, they hit it off and started dating and got married. So for a while, she was dating her stepbrother.
Well,
that was her boyfriend first.
Okay. That's fine.
Roller coaster.
Okay. This is all great. It's going to work out.
I mean, there's so much support from people, from our listeners on the text message.
Well, like, yes, it's tough to meet people these days and fall in love. Sometimes you got to go in the family.
Derek texts in, I know more than one couple that had gotten married and then their parents got together. Very weird.
Get out.
But nothing wrong with it.
Well, exactly. It's fine. I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
Chris texts in and said, similar thing happened to a couple at my high school. Their parents met because of them dating.
Wow.
And got married despite their kids still dating.
This is happening so much around us.
It's 2020. YOLO. you jump on that YOLO train.
I like it. It's great. I love watching it all roll in.
I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah. Heather, there's more options other than like dating apps.
Right. Heather texted in and said the same thing happened to my cousins. They started dating and then their parents met, started dating, and then got married first. So by the time my cousins got married, they were step siblings too.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Alex points out the holiday dinners would be really easy.
Listen.
Right?
Here's the thing. When your parents block you by getting married first, you gotta be like, Mom, can you just chill out for a second? Don't make us step siblings.
Wait a second. It's fine though. I mean, I'd love to see a double wedding. Has that ever happened?
Right.
Like a double wedding happening?
Yeah, Rhonda, she's like, hey, no blood relation, just do it. They'll have less places to go at Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
Not right.
Jordan says my mom's dating her stepbrother, raising his three kids. See? This is fine.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Let love be love.
That's right.
You can't control who you love.
And again, it does make the holidays a lot easier. Less places to go, right? Yeah. I love all of it.
I love all the support that y'all are giving this guy.
Yes.
I mean, he's got to feel good about it now.
He does. You know what?
Like, he was like, you know what?
You live your life.
I feel guilty about it.
You kiss your sister.
And we're all like, you know what? Pucker up, Buttercup. We're coming in for you.
I love all of it.
All right.
This is great. Stepsister. Stepsister.
That is your family secret
all
here
right.
on 99.7 DJX.
This is fun. I feel good about it.
All right.
I feel like we helped.
Coming up.
Is that your theme song?
It's got to
so
be.
I'm so proud of it.
Yes. It's just this little thing.
I mean, it sounds royal,
yeah,
honestly.
I know. It's You Laugh, You Lose. It's coming up. It's
okay.
Right now, the series is tied for the year 1-1. Kelly with a win. She's got the trophy. So
this has been sitting right next to my framed picture of shirtless Ryan Reynolds all week.
Yeah. So
in a place of honor.
The purpose of the game is we sling jokes back and forth.
Whoever, dad jokes.
Whoever loses or whoever laughs first loses. Okay.
Uh-huh. And see, last week, your own joke was your kryptonite.
It was my kryptonite.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh in the moment, but I laughed after.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, get out. Get it out. Okay. Does that help?
Yeah, I'm getting it out.
All right.
I'm getting it out.
Okay.
All right. So Kelly has the trophy. Does that mean winners go first or losers go first? How do you want to do it?
Losers go first.
Losers go first. Yeah. Do we want to just make that a policy?
Absolutely.
All right, that's
the
policy
set in stone right now.
That's policy. Losers go first. It's 99.7 DJX, and it's time once again for You Laugh, You Lose! The game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. Whoever laughs first loses. The winner gets the trophy that is in Kelly's hands right now. All right, so we already determined the rules Loser goes first. I lost last week. Here we go. Dad jokes. Here we go. Get it out of there. What did the policeman say to his belly button?
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
You're under a vest!
The delivery was strong on that one. It was.
Thank you.
Whenever the cashier at the grocery store asked my dad if he'd like the milk in a bag, he replies, no, just leave it in the carton.
Yeah, I get it. All right, you laugh, you lose. Why did the train carry bubble gum?
Why did the train carry bubble gum?
It was a choo-choo train.
Solid. Solid. Two goldfish are in a tank.
Yeah.
One says to the other, hey, do you know how to drive this thing?
Oh, like a tank. Like a, got it. Good. Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
You laugh, you lose. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
The pee's silent.
Classic. The classic. Why did the picture go to jail?
Why did the picture go to jail?
Because it was framed.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes do ninjas wear?
What kind of shoes do ninjas wear?
Sneakers.
You have to be very silent. Get it. What do you call a bear without any teeth?
What do you call a bear without any teeth, Kelly?
Gummy bear.
All right. Keep it in the animal world. Why don't you ever see a hippopotamus hiding in a tree?
Why don't you ever see a hippopotamus hiding in a tree?
Because they're really good at it.
Yeah. So are elephants, I've heard. You see a robbery at an Apple store? Does that make you an eyewitness?
All right. So you laugh, you lose. We're slinging jokes back and forth.
I'm running out.
What did one toilet say to the other toilet?
What did one toilet say to the other toilet?
You look flushed.
Yeah. Thought about going on an all-almond diet.
Yeah?
That's just nuts.
That was good.
All right. He's getting there.
That was good.
He's getting there.
Two guys walked into a bar. Third guy ducked.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday, Kelly?
I'm 80.
All right. What do you call someone who refuses to fart in public?
What do you call someone who refuses to fart in public?
A private tutor.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
My husband's really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction, so I packed up my stuff and right.
I don't get that. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's you laugh, you lose.
If you're an American living... I screwed it up.
Start over. Reset.
If you're an American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom?
What are you in the bathroom?
European.
Yeah, you are. Did you hear about the chameleon who couldn't change color?
Careful. No, I didn't.
He had a reptile dysfunction.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good. The pirate goes to the doctor. Doc, you gotta help me. Me ship's steering wheel got stuck in me crotch. Doctor, so what's the problem? Pirate. Arr, it's driving me nuts. There we go.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
I'm good. Well, you had me at me crotch.
At me crotch. All right. Fantastic. Wow. All right. Give me the trophy.
You were going to go on that one, too.
I was close. You just went first.
You were going to go.
There it is. Supreme victor right there. You laugh, you lose.
Pirate jokes for the win.
I know. Wow.
I have one more, but I'm saving it.
Save it.
I'm saving it.
Save it. Why don't you change the board? Put up another tally mark for me there. All right? You laugh, you lose.
Okay. All right.
99.7 DJ.
I'll get you next week.
Seven DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Don't forget, this hour we're gonna hook you up with some movie tickets from Fandango on a free movie Friday. So if you don't win them this hour, you've got another shot this afternoon with J Dub. So free movie Friday on the way on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Kelly K.
If you've ever had that thought, you know what? I just want to quit my job and go live on an island. This may be your opportunity.
Oh.
Okay, so there is a secluded island, Great Blasket Island, 1,100 acres off the coast of Dingle Peninsula in Ireland.
Ireland, yeah.
Dingle Peninsula. It's searching for two people to run its accommodations and coffee shop for 7 months.
Okay.
It was posted on their official Twitter account on the 10th. It's intense and tough, but it's a very unique position.
Is there electricity on this island?
I'm not sure. But this is it. Okay, so here's the thing. No day is ever the same, they said. Positions are going to run from April 1st through October with accommodations and food being provided. That's the good news.
Nice.
Whoever's selected is going to be in charge of three cottages that hold 21 guests. You also have to run the tiny cafe serving tea, coffee, and snacks. For the most part, it's pretty simple, and yeah, there's no electricity.
Okay.
There is a mini wind turbine that gives you enough to charge a phone.
Oh, so you still can have your cell phone.
Charge there. A phone.
Oh. But you don't have service, so.
Yeah.
And there's no internet, so.
But hey, you know.
All right.
A lot of people have had that thought. You know what? I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to go live on an island. Work at a tiny coffee shop.
You know what? Ireland's beautiful.
There you go. In the Dingle Peninsula.
Dingle Peninsula. I've actually been there.
You have not. Have you really?
Yeah.
Was it lovely?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, see, there you go.
The berries are beautiful there, too.
Oh. The berries in Dingle Peninsula.
Yeah, I mean, they just call them dingleberries. But yeah. You can always get a hold of us via text message, 502-571-9970. Got a text from a listener said, my 8-year-old just asked if you all are married, then asked if you're beat friends. Assuming she means best.
Best.
Yeah.
Best friends.
Demanding answers.
Oh, wow.
No, we're not married.
We are married to other people.
Yes, other people.
Yes.
And no.
They are very understanding people.
Yeah. I mean, and we've said for a long time, you know, hey, we have a unique job.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time here in the studio together.
It's a work wife, work husband kind of situation.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've known each other for a long time.
Special friends. We've had to help each other out in special ways before.
Right. And exactly. And every now and then, you know, we'll bring up those scenarios that, you know, you might find yourself in, and you need someone to help you out of that bind, that pickle, perhaps.
We're just trying to lay the groundwork about where the boundaries are.
Yeah. There aren't a lot.
There are not a lot.
There are not a lot.
Over the years. Yeah.
So there you go.
So yes, we're very close friends.
We'll say that.
Lots of ways. That sounded bad.
No. What are you implying? No, jeez, Kelly. All right. That's
so
cool.
Awkward.
Hey, coming up this hour, we have Facebook Fight Theater.
Greg needs that to happen ASAP. He's been waiting.
I know. He was ready to pull the trigger on that after our family secret.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we have a plan to the show.
There is a plan.
As hard as that may be to believe,
it's planned
listening
chaos.
To this show,
uh-huh.
We have a plan.
It's in boxes and everything.
It's in boxes.
It's on colored paper.
I know, so we can see our plan. So let us do our, let us live our life, Greg.
Crayon, too.
DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Tattooed Post Malone there. You see the tattoo that Selena Gomez got last night?
On her neck?
Yeah, neck tattoo.
I haven't actually seen it. What does it look like?
It's just a little word and it says rare.
Okay, that's the name of her album. So that would make sense.
Right. It's kind of right there just
that's
on the base,
area.
Base of her neck.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that had to hurt.
I mean, she...
I don't have any tattoos. Because I don't like needles.
Right.
I don't feel like etching my skin sounds fun.
Yeah. So she got the little tattoo rare right behind her ear.
That's cute.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Cute little tattoo there.
I'd have to be super drunk.
I will say.
To get any sort of tattoo.
I will say I told my wife that, you know what? I'd get a tattoo if I just knew what I wanted to get.
Well,
and
I mean.
And where? And she
something
was.
To do with your daughters?
And
or?
She was shocked. Like, I don't have any tattoos. My body is clean.
That's.
It's like a canvas to be painted on for tattoo artists.
Kind of hairy. You have to work around that.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, she was like shocked. She was like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
That's not something I would have ever thought. But
like, where on your body would you put it?
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Once you figured that out.
See, and so me at my age now, I'm super glad that I didn't do what everybody was doing in college.
The barbed wire around the bicep?
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah, 98 degrees. I'm looking at you, Nick Lachey.
I played football in college for like, you know, a year and a half, and everybody on the team had tattoos. Everybody was getting tattoos. Yeah. And I was like, whoa. I was wrapped up in the testosterone and the, let's go get tattoos. All the chicks will love it.
Chicks will love it.
So, the barbed wire or the roses, the thorn of roses around the bicep. It was going to be something around the bicep.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. And so now I'm very happy that, no, I didn't do it.
Well, it's never entered my brain. Now my sister and my mother, they went together at the time. They went to Michigan to get tattoos together. My sister got some little flower tramp stamp on the lower back.
Nice.
Yep. And my mom got a dolphin on her ankle that my dad didn't see for 3 months.
Wow. Yeah, my sister got a tattoo when she was still living with my mom. And didn't tell her mom. I don't even know if my mom knows today.
Let's call her.
Hey, Kathy, you know what Katie did? Guess what? Telling on her. She's an adult. She got a little tattoo on her foot. And anyways, but yeah, our whole point was, yeah, Post Malone has tattoos.
Oh, great.
And now Selena Gomez has something in common with Post Malone. Both of them have face tattoos.
Well, hers is like neck behind the little ear. Thank goodness she didn't get it on her forehead because that'd be weird. Could you imagine Rare on her forehead?
Yeah.
It would change her look.
It would.
That's what I'm saying.
It would change her look for sure. All right. Coming up next, it's Facebook is just a cruel, cruel place. And when people are complaining about football and then the comments just blah.
Well, sometimes when you need a vent.
Yeah.
It's a good place to throw it up there, right? And of course, all the people are going to chime in that feel the same way and support you and your feelings.
Sure.
Or not.
All Kelly and I do is we act out the comment section of a post on Facebook. All right? It's very simple.
And the beautiful part is, like, there's been a good stretch of Ben having to play a female character. And that's just magical in and of itself.
Sure.
It's magic.
All right. So there you go. Facebook Fight Theater coming up here in just a few minutes. 99.7 DJX, 26 outside, going to get up to about 43 today, and then tomorrow an alert day according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, and by Sunday and next week, lows in the teens, highs upper 20s, so it's going to get cold.
Listen, I thought we decided, Mother Nature, that we just weren't going to have winter. I thought we decided that. Did we not decide that?
I guess not.
Ugh.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show is where you can get a hold of us. And sometimes you run across a post, you look at the comments, it gets special.
I play Jenna. She's kind of sick of football season. So she's venting on Facebook.
Sure, I get it.
Ben plays Serena.
All right.
There to support her.
Support.
Austin is played by intern Jesse.
All right.
Which is great. And then you are also playing Mike.
Mike!
Mike and Jenna have a history.
History that comes up.
That is accurate. All right, let's get to it.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
I'm so sick of football. There's nothing but stupid men posting stupid things about stupid football all the stupid time.
Wow. Okay. Tell us how you really feel.
He's done.
All right.
Preach, Jenna. Preach.
Yeah. While we're on too many posts about the same thing,
Jenna, do you know how tired everyone is of your selfies, which you seem to post every 5 minutes?
Oh.
Taking a turn.
Getting called out. Tired of them? Maybe you are, but I have a ton of followers who love them.
Preach, Jenna. Preach.
Okay, Serena with the support. I hate to chime in here, but Jenna, when you say you have a ton of followers and get a lot of props for the selfies, just exactly how many peeps are clicking that like button? Uh-oh. I'm not saying you're ugly.
Oh, God.
But is it your birth certificate and apology letter from a condom company?
Oh, wow. Holy crap, Mike. That was way out of line.
So, you think Jenna is hot and love her constant selfies?
Now, I didn't say that. I just think you're out of line.
Just so everyone knows, Mike and I hooked up like a year ago. Oh. He's just bitter and jealous because he can't have any more of this yum-yum.
Okay. Yes, I am bitter. I'm bitter because I can't take enough showers to feel clean again.
Wow.
And yes, I'm jealous too. I'm jealous of all the people that haven't met you.
Oh, wow. Oh, you loved it and you know it.
No, I was drunk and you were the only one available.
How did a post complaining about football turn into this?
Yes, Serena.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Serena.
Mike, everyone can see through you right now.
Whatever, Jenna. I just looked at the last 5 selfies you posted over the last 2 days, and the most likes any of them got was 14. And there was one pic with only 2 likes, and one of those likes was from you!
Whatever, Mike. I was clearly good enough for you, and that makes me the winner here.
Actually, Jenna, knowing Mike like I do, I don't think it makes you a winner. I think it makes you reliable. Hey! Who does everyone like? The Titans or the Packers?
Bringing
it back around. Yes. Bringing it back around
the
there.
Football.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Drama happens on Facebook. You just screenshot it, send it to us. We'll act it out. There you go.
Oh, wow.
We just hope they can work it out.
That was a lot.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going out again.
Nope. That was Facebook Fight Theater. I hear it, too.
Don't you?
Yeah, I hear it, too.
Yeah.
99.7 DJX. We're just talking off the air how it sounds like sometimes the weekend is saying heartless, but then he turns around and says...
Fartless.
Fartless.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. So...
Because I'm fartless.
Yeah. Right. That's good.
Which is a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, or not good if you've got a tummy that's full of gas and you need to get it out.
That's true.
It's not good.
If you're praying for the farts, then that's not good.
See whose birthday it is today?
I did see whose. It's a golden birthday.
It's freaking Betty White's birthday.
She's freaking 98!
98 years old, Betty
She's
White.
She's a national treasure.
What a treasure she is. She is, and so I saw like a headshot of her back, I don't know, when she was...
In the day.
Back in the day, I guess when she was in her 20s or whatever. Man, she was hot.
She's a looker. Gorgeous lady.
Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock posted a little video. They were singing happy birthday to Betty White.
Once upon a time, they co-starred with her in a movie called The Proposal.
Okay.
Happy birthday, dear Betty.
So they're not together.
No, they're
not
separate.
Together. They're just...
She's just pieced it together.
Right, exactly. So they're both singing their back and forth.
From Sandy, who loves you more than Ryan.
From Ryan, who loves you so much more than Sandy.
Okay.
I love the little fighting.
Okay.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
What does Sandy do for you every year? I mean, does she like show up and hand deliver flowers for you? And
you're
wearing nothing but black socks and a dozen gold bracelets, just like you requested.
Okay.
It's a picture.
Doubt it.
That's right. Betty White, 98 years old.
Yeah.
Holy
years
cow.
Young. 98 years young.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, new movies out this weekend. Doolittle, that is the, what did you call him? RDJ?
RDJ.
RDJ movie with
yeah.
a bunch of celebrity voices.
For the animals.
For the animals, right. It's obviously about a physician who discovers that he can talk to animals.
Dr. Doolittle.
We have no choice but to embark on this perilous journey.
I'm unavailable.
You can talk to animals.
Yes.
Tom Holland, right there. which is kind of like an Iron Man Spider-Man reunion, kind of, a little fun. Here's the thing. Rotten Tomatoes give it like a 17.
Yeah, I was going to say, people are saying that it's worse than Cats.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Which hurts my heart a little bit because I love me some RDJ.
Right.
And but, you know, the telltale sign that a movie's not great is when the star is doing a ton
everything.
Of promotion. He ended up hosting an Ellen show.
Right.
Like, would you ever think that he would do anything like that?
How much do you pay to do that?
I don't know.
Because you know he's not just saying, hey, Ellen, how about I host this?
And she's like, he's not doing any of it. The studio heads are going, oh, God, we got to try to save the movie.
Right.
Like, okay, Robert, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do that. We've worked this out, and you got to do all that. Yeah. And he's doing, like, eye rolling, but he's doing it anyway because he is a pro.
He is a pro. So Doolittle's out, and then Bad Boys for Life. That is Mike Lowry and Marcus. They're back again. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence as cops there in Miami.
Love it.
Marcus, somebody's trying to kill me.
Who wants to kill you?
I don't trust a person that don't want to kill him. Hell, put my name up there.
Thanks a lot. We got it, Marcus. We appreciate it.
All right, great. That's a fun one. And, you know,
I'm ready.
Will Smith swears in it, too. So, like, you know, he doesn't swear in any of his raps, but he swears there.
Oh, he leaves them all for the Bad Boy movies.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So, if you want to see some of these movies, courtesy of Fandango, we'll hook you up. It is a free movie Friday from Fandango.com on 9970JX. Ninth caller, you get it. 502-571-9970.
Emily's like, man, you guys are really selling Doolittle. I know, what I'm saying is, it's RDJ. I think it's going to be great.
Hi, here's the thing. We're just the messengers.
Yeah, we didn't make it up. We didn't give it a score.
Right. And we're not even.
I'm a fan.
We're not paid to talk about it.
No. Nope.
So it's like.
Sure not.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to give you our honest opinion.
We just had an open slot on a little sheet. Let's talk about that.
Okay, sure. Got to give you some Fandango tickets, all right? 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And it's a free movie Friday. We are hooking you up. Amber, congratulations, you're a winner.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are welcome so much.
Okay, so no, Amber, we need to ask you the question. Do you think you're going to bite on Doolittle? You think you're going to go? Are you going to go see Robert Downey Jr., RDJ, in Doolittle?
Yeah. I'm going to take my son to see it.
Yeah!
All right. You know what? Honestly, like...
Haters going to hate.
Well, we didn't care what your answer was.
Nope.
It had no basis for what we're trying to do over here.
Yep, so, just curious.
Yeah, just pure curiosity.
Yep.
As long as Robert Downey Jr. is in it, I'll see it.
See? Yes.
She's
he's kind of one of those that could just read a newspaper for 2 hours. I'd probably pay to see it.
No.
Amber, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm thinking that's probably not going to win the weekend over the
Bad Boys is going to win.
Bad Boys probably going to win.
Which I want to see as well.
Yeah, 1917 is probably going to be second. I'm going to say Rise of Skywalker is still going to be in there at third.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
I just hope some people go see Doolittle. I don't want to see my RDJ fail.
Oh.
I love my RDJ.
I mean, I think he's still cashing checks from Iron Man, right?
He's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think
but I just, I want to see him be successful. I love him.
Okay. There you go. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Still to come this hour, an opportunity for you to pick up some tickets for Corsair Shrine Circus, so be listening for that on the way here soon on 99.7 DJX. I feel good stories. Do them every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Brought
good
to you
news.
By Campbellsville University. Yeah.
For the health and the fitness.
Okay.
And we're just talking about the movies. A trip to the movies can count as exercise.
How so?
Greatest news ever, is it not? So that's what they're saying. Researchers looked at 77 people. Huge field of research.
Okay.
77
go
people
on.
Found their heart rates during a two-hour movie were in a zone similar to light exercise, which means that can help build cardio fitness levels and burn fat, which means that's a program I can get on board with. I was going to go all day long, watch like, what, if I watch like three movies back-to-back? What a workout that is, right?
All right.
I can what a workout.
See why you're wedging this into the feel-good category.
Plus, it's good for mental health. It allows us to disconnect from our stresses.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So maybe this gives us a license to go see Doolittle and Cats.
I don't think it does, Kelly.
No?
I don't think it does.
Isn't that a double feature?
I'm so sorry.
Good, but you're working out. This is totally like bona fide workout. Now, I don't know if, you know, the popcorn and the snacks are going to be a part of the workout regimen. the go and do the movies workout regimen. But
that
feel
almost
good,
feels like it's counterproductive.
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe low fat butter.
Low fat butter.
I'm going to try it. I'll let you know how I do.
All right. Thanks,
track
Kelly.
My progress.
All right. Perfect.
All right. That's feel good.
You're feel good. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, the KentuckyAnnaDeals.com just went live just a few minutes ago.
We're going live.
Going live just a few minutes ago. Of course, Scooters Triple B's. It's that fun little place right over there off of Hurstbourne. Burgers, beer, ball games. That's what they sell there. And $25 will get you 50 to spend at Scooters. Scooters Triple B's.
Awesome.
They're at KentuckyAnnaDeals.com or WDGX.com. Just click KentuckyAnnaDeals. Do you want to give away the circus tickets?
I do.
You've been itching.
I have been itching.
Ever since?
Ever since I reminded you right after you just said it.
Literally,
it
like
flew right by me.
Like the last segment, I was teasing the fact that we're getting ready to give away some circus tickets. Then we get off the air and she's like,
oh,
hey,
we have to give away the circus tickets.
Don't forget. We got to give away the circus tickets there.
Don't forget that.
Yeah. So if you want to win some tickets to Cosier Shrine Circus, Broadbent Arena, January 30th through the 2nd.
I'm keeping us on task. We had to check these things off.
You are. We got to check the box.
We had a meeting about it.
We had a meeting.
Yeah.
Check it off. WDJX.com. What am I saying the website for? Don't go to the website.
No, call us.
Yeah. Call us. 502-571-9970.
We want to talk to you.
That sounded creepy.
No, why am I so creepy today?
Today.
Why?
Today, yeah.
Your creepiness rubbed off on me. Like, that's not a creepy
too. You made a comment last hour about us being like special friends or something like that. And then, I don't know, Kelly, you're worked up today or something.
It's
all right,
Friday.
So anyways, 502-571-9970. Jonas Brothers there, 99.7 EJX, just released last night, What a Man Gotta Do, their next single. And the video, we've got it posted at WDJX.com. You can take a look at it. It pays homage to several different, like, old movies.
I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up, but then full-time, I'm yours.
So that's like Nick being Tom Cruise in that one movie.
Risky Business?
Risky Business, yeah. I forgot about that. And then there's definitely like a Grease scene.
The Grease prom scene, yes.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Joe makes a good Danny Zuko.
Yes, he does.
And then Sophie Turner, of course, his wife being Danny.
Right.
What's her name? Sammy?
I mean, right. And their wives are in the videos. So.
I feel like that's we're going to see that forever.
Yeah.
Like for the rest of all of them, the rest of all time, the making videos, it will be their wives as the girls in the video.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a standing gig there. So
it's a good way to spend time with the wifey.
You can see the entire video. We got it posted for you, Facebook and Twitter at 99.7DJX or WDJX.com. But yeah, the new Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do, just released last night at midnight.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Out the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one there from the Jonas Brothers. All right, hey, do we have Monday off? We do, right?
We do.
My headphones just fell off. I don't know how that happened.
It was funny. It was almost slow motion. Like I was watching it happen.
I know.
It was just kind of funny.
Yeah, it just kind of fell off the back of my head.
Yeah, no, Cyber Ben and Kelly will still be here.
All right, so that's good.
Yeah, we're still going to be on your radio box.
Great. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Talk about.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.